There was a wealthy old broker of late, whose wife was an absolute beauty. But he so often did kiss his maid Kate, he seldom did family duty. Every night she might tumble and toss, she'd nothing but dreams to inflame her. So at the length she was desperate cross, but tell me what Christian could blame her. But as it fell out upon his birthday, some two or three friends he invited there to take part of a green goose they singed. But that civil wife whom he slighted, she to the market then would not go. He must judge himself if he'd feast her. Yet a good green goose this spark did not know so well as his dog knew a tester. Yet he declared that he well understood a goose when he came to the woman, for when she showed him one both white and good, he swore he'd be cheated by no man, saying to her, "Dame, what do you mean? I would not have this if you'd gived me. I'll have a goose that is delicate green, wiser than you cannot cheat me." Now when she did see his right ignorant skill, and being resolved to please him, she pulled out one that was at Turner's Hill. This into his hand straight she gives him. A greater goose there is not in town, it being one of my own killing. The first I showed you was but half a crown, for this I must have full 3 shilling. Tell me why you did not show this at first, which seems to be greenish all over. With that he straightway did down with his dust, said he, "Of green geese I'm a lover." Home to his house he strutted in state, and there of his bargain he boasted. Then gave it into the hands of young Kate, and said it must straightways be roasted. But it sent forth a strong dainty perfume, when being a while at the fire, he'd called her master straight into the room, and said, "Sir, I strangely admire. You should buy this, 'tis not worth a souse, no one would be able to eat it. Nay, it will stink us all out of the house, I vow and protest you are cheated." "Prithee," said he, "let another be bought, and go thyself, Kate, I entreat thee, and cast the same in some secret vault, and likewise take care they don't cheat thee. Honest poor Kate, the innocent maid, she did as her master advised her, and as the goose down the vault she conveyed, some two or three women surprised her. Then to a justice they hauled her with speed, concluding some child she did smother, that she might suffer for that wicked deed, and called her a murderous mother. Yet she declared it was but a goose, but justice nor none would believe her, telling her that was an idle excuse. To jail she was sent, which did grieve her. For her returning he waiting did stand, and seemed to be highly offended. At length a letter came to his wife's hand, which showed the maid was apprehended. Reading the same, she to him did run, with reeling his ears she surrounded. "See what your impudent Gillian has done, an innocent brat she has drowned." Then to the justice he trotted amain, and told him a sorrowful ditty. When the whole story he then had made plain, his case he did presently pity. Kate was released, then home they did go, her master did lovingly hunt her. Now ever since those that do well him know, they call him the cunning old gander.